This LGBTQ plus dating website is looking for something maybe a little bit more or different than love.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this is actually being ripped from our YouTube channel out on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y like things like me asking you to subscribe or like to the channel, I'd just super appreciate it if you instead applied that to whatever podcast form you're listening to on here.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today, we're going to be going over the notoriously gay online dating app called Grindr. Now, right off the bat, if this doesn't sound like the perfect online dating website for you, don't worry, I got a great solution for that, and that's why you're taking our online dating website quiz. This quiz will ask you some personal preference questions as to what you're looking for in an online dating experience, and at the end of that quiz, it'll let you know exactly what the online dating website is for you personally. So if you'd like to take that quiz, you can do so by jumping down in the description down below or by clicking on the link that's popping up above my head right here. And right after you've taken that quiz, be sure to check out our deals page. Our deals page hosts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you'd like to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't, be sure to check out our deals page again in the description down below or by clicking on the link that's popping up above my head right here. Now, in order to make this review a bit easier to comprehend, I've broken it down into these five categories. The first of which being the user demographics, then the ease of use, then the pricing, the key features, and then the success rates. And so let's jump into number one on our list, which is the user demographics. As mentioned, Grindr is a dating website made to bring together members of the LGBTQ community. It is a place to find love, someone to just to casually chat with, or a next hookup. If you are strictly straight but you are looking for the same intentions, you should probably just go to Tinder. In the last 6 months, the website has almost 3 million logins each day, so the members are quite active, which significantly increases the chances of getting a match. When it comes to the number of members, there are almost 27 million users on the website. The exact male to female ratio is unknown, but it's very clear and notoriously known that men are dominating this app. Also, women on Grindr are mostly trans or straight women looking to meet other trans women. Since it is available in over 190 countries, there are no limits. No matter where you are from, you can find somebody to match with. About 25% of the users are from the United States, so if you're from one of the states in the US, you might have a slight advantage over other users around the world. Grindr, however, is also popular in Brazil at 8.4% of users and France at about 8% of users. The number of French users actually increased about 66% in the last 6 months. If you are from Mexico or Germany, you won't have any trouble finding matches here either. As far as age distribution goes, most of the users are in their late 20s and early 30s. People who are between the ages of 18 and 24 years old and those who are above 35 years old are also present, but they're a slightly smaller percentage. The interests of members are pretty similar as well. The website is mostly used for finding hookups, casual dating, and one-night stands, and not really for something that's for serious relationships, though some people have mentioned that serious relationships have worked for them on this website, though it probably wasn't their initial attention to. And before I move on to number two on my list, I do want to ask you guys to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help us out with that YouTube algorithm, and it pushes our video out to more users who could really utilize this information that we're giving out here on Online for Love. So this moves me on to number two on my list, which is the ease of use of Grindr. So we're going to start with creating an account. Creating an account on Grindr is super easy and it will only take a few minutes. If you want to create a more detailed profile, it will take a bit longer, but adding only basic information and uploading a photo demands no more than 5 minutes of your time. Firstly, you'll need to install the app on your smartphone or tablet. The app is free and available for both Apple and Android users. To sign up, you can use either your email or social media account, and doing it via social media is much faster because you won't need to upload a photo or add certain information. Those are automatically added to your Grindr profile. When it comes to signing up via email, the verification isn't needed. However, when you upload a profile photo, it has to get approval from the team at Grindr. Also, basic information such as your age and gender have to be put in manually, which is more time consuming, but won't take longer than a few minutes. In the end, Grindr will ask you for permission to access your location, so be sure your GPS is turned on your phone. After giving some basic information, you can choose whether you want to add anything else. Keep in mind that the more detailed profiles have a better chance of matching, so the more time you spend creating a better profile, it'll be worth it in the end. By adding more information about your health status, your preferences in bed, and others, the profile looks more authentic and has more success when matching. As far as the site navigation goes, Grindr has a modern yet straightforward design. It is appealing to both younger and older users. Also, the simple design makes navigating quite easy. For Grindr, it's all about time. They want their members to find someone new as soon as possible and then find their next hookup just as fast. Profiles of people near you are displayed on your feed, and with just one click, a connection is made. On your feed, only a few basic bits of information is displayed. You can see how far away the user is, how old they are, and whether they are online or not. If you want to see a detailed profile of another user, all you have to do is tap or click on their profile picture. By using filters, you can adjust who appears on your feed, which makes finding people with similar interests even easier. So now that you've found a perfect profile that you want to try and get in contact with, here's the options that Grindr gives you. When you see a desirable profile on your feed, with just one tap, you can show interest. There's even a button to express whether you want to just hook up with that user. Most members just tap on a flame button and wait for the same response before they start texting. The one thing that you should be aware of is that sometimes showing interest won't lead to any more interest or mutual interest. Because the website has so many members, just matching with somebody on this website actually doesn't really mean that much. Members prefer to keep a pool of potential hookups, so they are just tapping on that flame button without doing much else after. Grindr allows you to send messages, photos, and audio messages as well. Keep in mind that as a free member, you can't see members that are from another country. Only profiles from your area are displayed, and if you want to see anyone outside of this region, you will have to go to another city and reset the location or sign up for a premium membership. At least if you find somebody interesting, you can know that they're nearby you and you're not going to have to travel too far. And as said earlier, Grindr does have an app that exists, and the majority of users do utilize the app version rather than the desktop version. So I'm about to move on to number 3 on my list, but before I did that, I want to make sure you guys are hitting like and subscribe. It really does help push out our video to more users who could really utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. So this is going to move me on to number 3 on my list, which is the pricing of Grindr. How much is this app going to cost you if you sign up for a premium membership? So upgrading your account from free to premium does actually offer a host of benefits. A subscription will allow you to get rid of all ads, it'll allow you to join certain tribes, you'll also be able to expand on your favorites list, and you'll be able to access more profiles daily. So Grindr offers two different types of premium memberships you can get. You can get either Grindr Extra or Grindr Premium. Grindr Premium being a step above Extra. You'll get all the benefits of Extra and then some more. So the prices for signing up for Grindr Extra look like this. For 1 month, it will cost you $19.99. For 3 months, it will cost you $39.99 or $13.33 per month. For 12 months, it will cost you $99.99 or $8.34 per month. And Grindr Unlimited prices look like this. For 1 month, it will cost you $39.99. For 3 months, it will cost you $79.99 or $26.67 a month. And for 12 months, it will cost you $239.99 or about $20 a month. Now, we do suggest that no matter what online dating website you are checking out, that you 100% check out our deals page. Our deals page hosts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you want to see if you can save yourself some money, be sure to check out our deals page. So this is going to move me onto number 4 on my list, which is the key features of Grindr. Now, most online dating websites are seemingly coming up with all of the same features of being able to swipe with other people, being able to send people a basic message, things along the lines of that. But these are going to be the features that are pretty unique to Grindr and that you really won't find on most other online dating apps. And the first feature I want to mention is the tap button. As said, the tap button is the easiest way to show interest and initiate contact. With the high button, you can show that you are interested and wait for their response. The flame button icons are the more popular ones, though. By clicking on the flame button, you are telling the person that you think that they are hot. This button will get you more matches than the high button because the other side can already assume you want to hook up. The second feature they have is the explore feature. Since Grindr is only showing you profiles in your area, you might run out of people to meet. When there are new people around you, you can try out the explore option. This feature allows you to look at profiles outside your area and to see who else is out there. Keep in mind that with a free membership, you can only view these profiles. To make contact with these people outside of your city and country, you will have to purchase a membership. The next feature they have are gay emojis. Emojis are slowly becoming a part of everyday communication, and honestly, I'd say we're all the way there with millennials and Gen Z. More and more text messages are ending with emojis, and sometimes an emoji is the only response you can get from a text. This is why Grindr created their own emojis called gay emojis. Over 500 different emoticons available only on this dating app. With gay emojis, you can send fun and witty responses to any message or show some of your preferences and share your thoughts. Next feature they have is to favorite somebody. The favorite button can help you save all of the good profiles that you are interested in one place. And with just one click, the profile will be added to your favorites list and you can view it whenever you want. And don't worry, other users do not know that you have added them onto your favorite list. The last feature I want to mention is the discreet icon. If you do not want people around you to know that you are on Grindr, you can actually change the look of your app's icon on your phone. I'm about to move on to the last section on my list. Before I do that, I do want to ask you guys one more time to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. It really does help us out with that YouTube algorithm and we super duper appreciate it. So this moves me on to number 5 on my list, which is the success rates of Grindr. How successful will this website be? Well, first things first, this website, while open to the entire LGBTQ plus community, it is very dominated by specifically gay men. So if you are somebody who is looking to join this website, I'd say that would have to be the number one criteria you'd have to pass in order to find success here. The second factor that will affect your success is your intentions on this website. People are definitely on this website for a one-night stand hookup situation and definitely not on this website for a more long-term serious relationship. The next thing that'll factor if this website will be successful for you or not is your location. Now, while this website is available worldwide, you're really only going to find most of the users are in the United States. So if you're not from the United States, then your chances are going to be significantly hindered than if you are in the United States. And the last thing that's going to affect your success on this website is really something that is completely determined by you, is how much you fill out your profile. Now, your profile can really be filled out, and if it is, then you're more likely to get more matches because you're going to see other users who are very interested in you because you look like a real person and not just somebody who's hiding in the shadows on this website. So in the end, if this website still doesn't sound like the perfect online dating website for you, don't worry, I got a great solution for that, and that's by taking our online dating website quiz. This quiz will ask you some personal preference questions as to what you're looking for in an online dating experience, and at the end of the quiz, it'll let you know exactly what that online dating website is for you personally. And after you've taken that quiz, be sure to check out our deals page. Our deals page hosts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you'd like to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't, be sure to check out our deals page. Now, with that being said, if you wanted to see some more videos from us here at Online for Love, you can check out the two that are popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys if you have used Grindr before and what your user experience was like. Was it good? Was it bad? Was it heavenly? Let me know in the comments down below. And with that being said, I do want to ask you guys one more time to be sure you are leaving a like and subscribe, and I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya.